Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
Let us be the generation of reconciliation and peace. And let us be a holy nation where pride and prejudice shall cease.
This edition is about racial reconciliation. It's an unresolved issue dating way back to the days of antiquity. In contemporary times, the issue still smolders and sometimes rages. Whites are desperate to escape any guilt from past injustices, and blacks are desperate to escape any implications of inferiority. And now, the large influx of Hispanics and Asians and their mindsets make racial matters even harder to reconcile. To try to get some dialogue going between blacks and whites, I've recorded a conversation that I've had with a couple of black buddies of mine, Johnny Price and Michael Wilson. Now, Johnny's in his 50s. He's a minister at a black church. Interestingly about Johnny, he has an accountability friendship with a white man. Now, Mike's around 30, works with disadvantaged youth, both black and white. So now here's an excerpt from my conversation with Johnny Price and Mike Wilson. Mike's two young daughters were with us during the conversation, so you might hear them playing in the background. Well, guys, I just want to welcome you to the program.
It's good to be here, Gary.
Well, Mike and Johnny, I'm going to read something here written by Norman Pert, and a statement, and I just wanted to get your response to this. It says, through various men's ministries, racial reconciliation has taken a more prominent position, and men have responded with hugs and said some tears and requests to one another for forgiveness. However, as we're in now to the 21st century, there's a growing realization that the racial divide continues to be a challenge. Would you agree with that, Johnny?
Yes, I agree. It is a channel, you know, but it is solved in Christ. Everyone here might not have Christ right now, but this is the way to get this problem solved. And it may never get solved fully, you know, but I believe that if we go the way that has been set for us, we'll come into a place of reconciliation.
Well, Johnny, now in America, there is some feeling. I know Barna, who is a researcher, George Barna, who says that generally speaking, men are moving away from Christ, moving away from Christianity. Now, do you sense that? And if that is the case, then what does that mean for racial reconciliations?
Well, men's may be moving away. I think the way things are going in the world today, men's are moving away. But it is because we are not doing what God has called us to do. He said that we are to compel men to come in. And this is the only way that we can be reconciled back to God and back to one another.
Mike?
I've read George Barna. I do feel that he is correct in that men are moving away from Christ. It is that men, in being lost in the world and economic troubles and worries, governmental politics and these things, we've gotten so heavy into these things, we've failed to realize our meant position in the household and in the family as the priest. As we have failed to fulfill those duties, we've failed ourselves, our families, and the greater society. So as men move away from their position of power, racial reconciliation will be a farther off goal. I do believe that if men do come together under Christ, assume their position as the man of the house, the priest of the house, it'll no longer be a problem for men to reconcile themselves first with themselves and then with each other, be that black, white, red, or green.
Mike and Johnny, you are really expressing some good insights here, and I appreciate your sharing your personal experiences with us.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
I'm going to kind of take a direction here right now in our discussion as we discuss that the answer to racial reconciliation is definitely a spiritual dimension. And there is something that has occurred in the last 30, 40 years in America, the Nation of Islam, that has come to the center. And if I understand it correctly, it is urging black men to take responsibility in the home and to be family men. But, you know, at the same time, it's calling for a separatist position, if I'm understanding it correctly. So how do you, and I know that for the white man, the Nation of Islam is kind of a puzzle to us. And just exactly where is that particular religion, and how does that factor into where we are in America? Who would like to go with that one first? Mike.
The Nation of Islam, from what I know, I've studied them. I have a brother-in-law who is a practicing Orthodox Muslim. They build basically the same Old Testament principles that Christianity is built upon. I think the key difference that causes the biggest part of separatism is that the Quran does teach a fatalistic end. It does teach that violence is an acceptable means to an end. And when you have people, although the short-term effect may be positive, that long-term mind state that it's okay to be violent, it's okay if I hate, well, it increases the divide. And I think that a lot of white America is probably intimidated, if I could use that word, intimidated by the black Muslim, because they do sense that hate, that anger, which that sect does tend to nurture. And they use that as a tool to grow and fertilize spiritual growth. Sadly, that's the wrong tool to use, because anything that's grown and materialized out of hate will end up in hate and destruction. So sadly, that's why that does not bring any racial reconciliation.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com. Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life.